This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora te whanau. Here it is Friday again, and there's stuff going on. There's stuff going on all the time. That's the nature of existence. But here in the Wairarapa, lots of things. I thought I'd do a bit of a rave about the farmers market here. Yeah, the Wairarapa Farmers Market, just off Judd's Road, you know, at the Solway, not the Solway. Yes, the Solway Showgrounds. Just because they got so many things, and you might need to catch up on some of the stuff. For example, plentiful plants have been away for a little while, so they're back, and lots of garden plants on offer. They got lavender, French lavender, and lavender major, narcissi. Look, they got flowers and stuff. It's plants, isn't it? They're saying winter's a tough time for the birds, so they got these bird feeders, which is great. Help and encourage them. Good to have birds in the garden. Keep your cat nailed down. Recycled wood by Donnie says he's going to have a whole new set of blocks this week, made from, this is for kids, right? A wide range of different woods, and as usual, they come in a kete for easy storage and transport. Normal selection of trucks and trailers and a whole lot of small vehicles, just right for little fingers, like Donald Trump, apparently. And they've got a plane. So lots of dragons and all sorts of things, and they will ship any of the wild, what? If it helps, I will ship any of my products nationwide at a cost. Great. Yeah, but, you know, not a huge cost. Dovecote House, handmade with heart. Proudly Wairarapa-made Dovecote House offers a delicious range of traditional preserves with a twist. From jams and chutneys to sauces and marmalades, all crafted in small batches with love, apparently, and probably a few other ingredients and local produce. Hey, this Saturday, warm up with Nate and Jay's Kitchen Bacon and Oh, I love chowder. Served with golden fluffy fry bread. I gotta go. Comforting, creamy, talk about it, and full of flamer. Not flamer. That would be if you set it on fire, full of flavour. Right, Wairarapa eggs, you know, you need to stock up on your farm fresh free range eggs for your weekend, not just the weekend, but into the week. Helen's Honey, she's saying, look, the great thing about being a stall holder, she says, is chatting to all the different people there. And there are, apart from all the stall holders, there's you turning up. Clairville Bakery, you know, small selection of handcrafted favourites they bring to the farmers market each week. A small selection, they say. They got sourdough loaves, flaky pastries and croissants, hot pie, chilled pies, everything. And they make that fresh at their bakery in Clairville. And high quality, local ingredients. Come and say hi, grab something delicious to take home. Right. Savile's Gourmet Butchery will be there. The paddock to plate gourmet difference. So they met everybody last week, and so it must have been their first week. So they're hoping to see familiar as well as new faces. Quality is their top priority, they say, and I'm sure they're right. They source their meat from trusted local farmers in the Horowhenua, so not exactly local to us, but not that far away, who share their commitment to ethical and sustainable practices. Great. More and more I feel that's important. If we're going to have less of an impact on the environment, then we need to, as they say, think globally, act nationally, act locally. So get your produce from nearby so it's not being sent and chewing up the old carbon miles. You know what's gone into it. It might be, you don't want a whole lot of stuff that you put into the soil to, you know what I mean. It's probably organic and stuff. Am I talking any sense? Possibly not. Anyway, it's just me saying, yes, buy local, get that stuff that you know what its kind of history is and you're not chewing out a whole lot of petrol just to get it here. Beehaven Handcrafts, are you looking for warm, cosy jumpers for the little ones? Well, they've got a range of pure wool hand-knitted jumpers for the newborn to four-year-olds. They're just inside the double doors. They got other stuff too, at the north end of the grandstand. Ridgeway Olives. So the olive pick in July is always the highlight of the year, so it's a little bit past that now. So the olive pick has been done, and they've got olives ready. Yeah, excellent. What else? Just going back to that butcher, they got premium beef, grass-fed, grain-finished beef, expertly aged for tenderness and flavour, free-range pork. So again, free-range, not treating the animals badly. Succulent lamb sourced from a local farms. I've got some succulent lamb. You know, Veronica works here and she also lives on a farm, and she gave me a leg of lamb there because my son's coming to stay soon. She said, Oscar would love this. Milk in a bottle you can get there too. You bring your own empty back each week. That's great. Songbird Cottage Crafts. What can I tell you about that? I've formatted it very strangely, so they're in columns. Sewing and embroidery machines are hard at work stitching out all their crafts, so they provide handmade goods for the market. Customers' Corner. So they want to keep all the customers, including children, safe from moving vehicles. So they made a decision with the manager of Solway Showgrounds that the gate from the camping ground will be closed during market hours. So you can still come to the market via Fleet Street. Just head to the Judd's Road gate before you turn into the market car parks. Good to be safe. Dog of the week. Timmy, a retired working dog, visited the market a few weeks ago. He'd had a busy life as a hard-working farm dog and settled right in. Whoa. So is he like the market dog? Let me just turn my page and find out. Yeah, he's got a new lifestyle with his adopted family. He loves the fire, doesn't miss his kennel at all. He's the most respectful family member, given a polite little bark if he needs a wee trip outside in the night. So give a shout out to the Retired Working Dogs New Zealand Charitable Trust. You know, they work hard all their lives. You've seen them. Do you know my favourite programme on television for a long while was the one where the dogs did the trials, you know, and I just think it's fabulous what those dogs can do. And they work hard and hard and hard all their lives, and then you want to give them a nice retirement. Again, Veronica, who works here, had a retired working dog. Steve, one of Steve's dogs, had reached that age. So we took it on at our place, and she was a beautiful, friendly dog who went, "What? I'm allowed inside?" Such a good dog. So think of those dogs that have worked hard all their lives, and maybe you can give them a home for the last bunch of years. Rawan's Kitchen brings to the market the delicious flavours from her homeland in the Middle East. Her falafel, tabbouleh and hummus served in a box makes a popular lunchtime meal to be either eaten at the market or taken home. Don't tell people how to eat things. They can eat it here, they can take it away, they can eat it in transit. All prepared in an MPI-registered kitchen. So, one of the big treats of going to the market, isn't it? Not only great things to buy to take away, but stuff to eat there and coffees and all the rest of that. Hey, Seaweed Man will be there. He's saying, spring will come. Yeah. What else is he saying? Have some seaweed. It's time to start looking at seed catalogues and chatting to Steve about getting the garden ready for the magic of spring. So he's not just a seaweed man, but he knows about plants. Ella's Crochet. She's back at the market this weekend. Have a range of crocheted soft toys, keychains. I need a new keychain. Book sleeves and hats. And a new addition to the table, a soft and fluffy dragon. Yep, she hopes to see you there. Should we have some music? Well, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Deja vu. Before. It's true, I was here just last Friday. Deja vu. I kind of picked that because of the lines in it. Don't you wonder what's going on? That's the name of this program. That was chosen by Camille and Wayne, who used to do this program. And now I've taken it over, stuck with the name because that's what it's about. What's going on? Coffee. Am I talking a bit fast today? I think it's either pretty strong coffee, or perhaps it's the urge to boot things along so I can go and have breakfast. I'm enjoying being with you. Speaking of coffee, macchiato espresso, not espresso, not expresso, don't say that. Coffee without compromise. You don't want to compromise with your coffee. It's been a busy week. Anyway, they've been roasting to ensure you can enjoy the freshest organic coffee beans and espresso. They've got this new Guatemalan Santa Rosa origin be available, along with limited Peruvian decaf. And they sell that, you know, so you don't just have a coffee there. You can take a pack away, 200 grams, 300 grams and 500 gram packs. They also offer non-dairy milk options, including soy, almond, oat and coconut milk. Do you know, I like oat milk in my coffee. So if you have a preference when ordering, they'll extract the best espresso just for you. And remember, they got loyalty cards, both for the coffee and the beans. Right, what else can I tell you? You know, that's quite a lot about the market. And why not? Because it's a great market. There are various other markets around the region, and I think that they are such an important part of the life of the region. We tend to get, especially in winter, we hunker down, eh? And we're in our houses and we go, oh, it's miserable and look what's happening on the global stage. And you go out to a market and you go, good people getting together, providing stuff, sharing stuff. Great. Now, I should mention, I don't know, it's tonight, so maybe it's booked out, but check it out, that Makoto College are having a quiz night to fund their Japan trip. So 7 o'clock tonight, it's at Makoto College, which is on Makoto Road. You notice it's Makoto College and Makoto Road. Not quite sure why that is. Anyway, 7 o'clock tonight at the college. It says get a work or whānau team together, up to six players, and come along to the quiz night to help support their students get to Japan in September. $60 for a team entry. Prizes for the leading teams, raffles to buy on the night, bring some gold coins, you know, you can buy an answer and that sort of thing. Cash bar will be operating. Delicious supper supplied. Be wise and make sure you have a sober driver. Yep. Wherever you go, be wise. So you might want to phone the college to see about booking for that if you haven't already. Just a couple of other things that are going on. Lots happening on in Martinborough because of the Pour and Explore event. It's not just one event, it's a bunch of things. So what do we got in the Pour and Explore? We've got Fiesta Watercolour at Ventana Art Space. They've got, that was yesterday, Thursday, curry night. Hope you enjoyed that. Meet the Maker, Rachel Hall from Lighthouse Gin on Friday. This is just a list. Go to Event Finder and find out where it's all at and times and things. I'm just whizzing through a bit of a list. Dr. Beak, Walk-In Fridays. Okay. Free grill at Colombo on Friday. Free? No, fire grill. I didn't think it'd be free. My eyes. I went and saw the optician yesterday and they went, yep, you know what? You can have an operation, so I'm going to get a cataract operation on my left eye. About time. Bits and pieces of my body are being replaced one at a time until eventually there'll be no original bits left. A Taste of Lunar Estate at Parahua Resort this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Time Well Spent, a herb-infused afternoon at Longbush Cottage this Saturday. Oyster Bar and Off. And Off? Oh, Oyster Bar and Off the Map. See what I say about my eyes. Wine Tasting at Karahui Wine Bar and Eatery. Sip and Sauna at Colombo this Saturday. The Mars Blueberry Astrobiology Dome, that'll be the Star Safari people, Saturday and Sunday. The Aging of Pinot Noir, vertical tasting at Atarangi. Because you're standing up, I guess. Yeah. All right. I don't know how long you age Pinot Noir. What's the ideal length of time? Go to Atarangi and find out. Watercolours and Wine at Colombo. Lots happening at Colombo, eh? Sweet Spot Sundays at Karahui Wine Bar and Eatery. So that's a few of the things in the Pour and Explore series of events. There's quiz night, speed dating, and Sunday sesh at Copthorne. Right, that's a Sunday thing. Believe it or not, right, so more detail, believe it or not, quiz night, test your knowledge. Well, that's what you do at these things, but you mostly go there to have fun, right? That's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Solway, at the Copthorne, you know. Speed dating, have a go at speed dating with about 10 people in two age groups with 7 minutes to chat to each person. This is again at the Copthorne this Saturday, 7 till 9.30. Sunday sesh, gather your crew and settle in for Copthorne's take on the classic bottomless brunch. I shouldn't go to that. I'm trying to eat less. From 11 till 1 every Sunday, and then the Star Safari Night Sky Experience. Have an unforgettable evening under the stars. Explore star clusters, galaxies, and more with Hardy and Sam. They do a program of this, by the way, at the Grill, Solway Park, on Friday, next Friday. Shall we have some more music? Yeah, so much happening in there. It's all too much. Coincidentally, that's the name of the song I've got. To your Beatles. Sorry, that was a bit of an abrupt finish, wasn't it? It's just that it was over the top of my voice. Anyway, as I say, that was the Beatles. It's All Too Much. George Harrison. Fabulous, dense track, wasn't it? All right, couple of other things. Get spring ready at the Wairarapa Garden Fiesta, a festival of all things gardening, from plants to produce and everything in between. Everything in between? Isn't that weeds? Oh, sculptures, garden art, pots, equipment and tools, sheds and much more. Catch guest speakers and demonstrations. Learn more on their Facebook page this Saturday, 8:30 to 3 at the Clareville Showgrounds. Yeah, just out of Carterton. Quickly, Headley's Book Club on, let's see, no, that was yesterday. I think I've said enough, don't you? I'm off. I'm sorry, I'm out of here. Bye.